plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. The weather this afternoon is cloudy with a high near 37. East winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, snow. Low around 27. Light east winds increasing to 5 to 9 miles per hour. And the chance of precipitation is 80%. The new snow accumulations of 1 to 2 inches is possible. Tuesday, snow before 10 a.m. Then snow, freezing rain, and sleet between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then rain, freezing rain, and sleet after 1 p.m. High near 38, east winds 13 to 15 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 100%. Little or no ice accumulation is expected. New snow and sleet accumulation of 2 to 4 inches is possible. Tuesday night, rain, mainly before 5 a.m., low around 33. East winds 5 to 14 miles an hour becoming west after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 24 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation Tuesday night is 90%. The new precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch is possible. Wednesday is a chance of rain before 7 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 41, west winds 13 to 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 37 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. And Thursday night will be cloudy with a high around 50.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses, and we use our own phones and stuff like that. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or they know someone, are friends with someone, work with someone, or neighbors to someone who have a mental health issue. And we do it in various ways. One of the ways we do it is we have a support group that meets the third Thursday of every month, and that's at 52 East Main Street in Flemington, and it's from 7 to 8:30, and everything there is totally confidential. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to come, and you listen to, you know, what other people say and what you say, and you get maybe some ideas about what other people who have gone through it before you have found that worked for them may work for you. We also do a 12-week, what they call a family-to-family class, and that's it covers medication, side effects of the medication, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances, and it tries to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like being the person with the illness. And we have, if you have any questions, and you don't have to be, again, let me explain, you don't have to be a member of NAMI to come to either one of those things. Any of our things that we offer, you don't have to be a member of NAMI to take part in. If you need some more information or you'd like to ask a question or two, you can reach out to us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't have someone man the phone 24 hours a day, but we do have a lady who does answer, who does check it at least twice a day, and we promise we will get back to you as soon as possible. Today, we are very privileged to have with us Jane Clementi, who is the founder and on the Board of Trustees of the Tyler Clementi Foundation. Now, Jane and I met, I guess it was December, at the NAMI conference, and she was on a board and was doing a presentation with others that I found was very interesting. And Jane, thank you for taking the time to come and talk to us. Jane? Well, I guess we got a problem. We'll have to get a hold of her again and see what happened. All right, just bear with us.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, Jane, you there? Jane? We seem to be having trouble with our phone. We'll have to play a commercial and try to get back to you in just a few minutes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntertown County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, Jane, can you hear me? Jane, can you hear me?
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Jane, can you hear me? Jane, can you hear me?
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. We're trying again to talk to Jane Clementi. Jane, are you there?
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon. Jane, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right.
And I heard what the people were saying in the background finally, so I knew it was going to work this time.
All right. That's terrific. Thank you so much for taking the time to wait till we've solved the problem.
For being patient.
Yes, for being patient. I know that you have a Tyler Foundation started, so maybe you could just say, why was it started and what does it do and who does it serve?
Sure, yes. My husband and I started the Tyler Clementi Foundation in 2010 or shortly after the fall of 2010. We started the foundation to make sure that no one else would ever have to face the pain or the shame that Tyler had to experience in the fall of 2010. For those who don't know Tyler's story, would you like me to tell a little bit about what happened to Tyler?
Sure.
Yes.
So in the fall of 2010, shortly after Tyler started his freshman year at Rutgers University, his roommate live-streamed him in a sexual encounter with another man, and then he invited many people in to watch and into that very private and personal moment. And it was at that point that Tyler's reality in my mind became very twisted and distorted, because shortly after that, he died by suicide.
Right.
He made a terrible decision, one that we can never change or undo. And that is why my husband and I are so passionate about trying to put an end to all online and offline bullying, which is what our goal is, and that's our mission.
And you also focus on prevention through your...
Yes, our main mission is really preventing bullying before it happens, is what our goal is. And making sure that people know that Tyler's story is the extreme, and not all cases or situations of bullying end with the same devastating effect that Tyler had, but that all bullying situations and activities hurt and certainly cause maybe even lifelong scars that people will retain for a lifetime, and we want to prevent people from getting those painful scars.
Absolutely.
Before they even happen, and that's what many of our programs are focused on, prevention.
Would you speak to the root of the LGBT
also give us the meaning of what that is, but the bullying and the effects of the bullying.
Sure. LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. Sometimes there's a Q in there, LGBTQ, which can sometimes mean queer or can stand for questioning as well.
Okay.
Different people you talk to will say different words for that acronym. And as far as the significance of bullying is that there's many, many reasons why people are targeted, but usually it's because of someone's difference. Bullying is unwanted behavior, aggressive behavior, that usually involves a power imbalance, and it's usually that imbalance is based on a difference. Of course, every situation has nuances, and every situation is different.
Yeah.
But many, many times, if you do a poll, or statistically speaking, the LGBTQ population turns up in the top reason for why people are targeted or bullied. Someone's sexual orientation or gender identity is usually the number one or number two or three reason why someone is targeted.
What do you mean by misguided teachings and the traditions of some of the faith communities?
Yes, I have been known to say that. I have, as I look back into bullying situations, I see it more than just a power imbalance between two young people in the classroom or even out in the schoolyard or even by putting up a camera in the privacy of a dorm room. But I now see bullying as a power imbalance between groups of people as well, such as with legislative inequalities. But I also see it in faith communities when people continue to adhere to misguided teachings and traditions that I believe are harmful, especially for the LGBTQ population. And I believe that we need to start looking at scripture through eyes of people in the 21st century. We have so much more knowledge today. We know more about emotional and psychological harm of teaching really hate. Homophobic messages are hateful messages, and I don't believe that being gay is a sin, but I do believe teaching hate is a sin. So teaching homophobic theology, that to me is a sin, and I think that's where the misguided teachings and traditions of that dogma that teaches and perpetuates prejudice comes in, and we really need to stop that misguided teaching and start teaching more about love and more the gospel message of mercy and harmony and life and love and, and peace. That, to me, is the gospel message, not teaching about somebody humiliating someone because of who they love, because God's created all of us, and God had created us as we are with our sexual orientation, and we can't change sexual orientation, and that is what's important for me.
Jane, your foundation is doing some really remarkable things. Could we talk about your day one toolkits and your Million Upstanders movement?
Sure. First, I'd like to explain what an upstander is.
Okay.
That's someone who stands up and speaks out when they see someone being targeted or humiliated or intimidated in some way. Because one of the things that I learned early on in hearing about what happened to Tyler, because unfortunately I didn't know about it as it was happening. We learned about it through an investigation after the fact. And what we learned was that there was, you know, there was somebody being aggressive and using bullying behavior towards Tyler. There was Tyler who was the target. But unfortunately, there were many, many people who saw him, and there were many bystanders that saw what was happening. And then as I started learning more about bullying in general, not specific to Tyler, I realized that that was not an unusual circumstance, that in 80 to even maybe 90% of the time, there are bystanders, there are people that see what's happening. And that it just seemed like, let's take the power away from the aggressor and give it to all the people that are watching, the bystanders. So we wanted to turn bystanders into upstanders. And for, to be an upstander, it, we have a simple pledge on our website, so I would hope everyone would go to our website and pledge. But just to understand a little bit more, We want people to stand up when they see someone being humiliated, and that can mean many different things. You can speak up at the time if you feel safe and intervene. Maybe it's just joking that you hear somebody just humiliating someone in a joke, maybe not even understanding that they're even humiliating them by that joke. So intervening at that time. But if that intervention doesn't create a change that you want to see, or if you don't feel safe, and I would even say in youth, young people particularly, if they don't know the people that are participating, they need to go to the second step, and that is to have a trusted adult and bring in an adult into the situation. I do believe that if someone had said something to an adult, that the story would, Tyler's story would have been different. And also, I do believe that if you feel comfortable and if you know the target, to reach out to the target to make sure that they know that where their resources are, first of all, and that you're there to support them, and that, you know, you want, you care about them, and that you're their friend or someone that's interested in them. I think that, too, if someone had done that with Tyler, would have had a big difference. But it even goes more broad than that. It just makes sure that you yourself, when you pledge to be an upstander, will not use demeaning or insulting language. And if you do realize that you have hurt someone, which is possible, we all do that sometimes without thinking, that you apologize, that you realize your actions were wrong and you apologize. That goes a long way as well. So what we are proposing is that we are, want to create a million upstanders by 2020, which is the 10th anniversary of Tyler's death. And I think by having a million upstanders, we can change culture. And that's what we're all about, is changing culture, making it one of kindness and respect and empathy. And that's what we want to do. And one of our other tools that we have is our Day One Toolkit, which is a downloadable script online. A mechanism that leaders can use to create safe environments. Leaders can use it to set clear and acceptable boundaries within a group or community. And it's by speaking out and stating behaviors and words that are and are not acceptable and getting an acknowledgement back from the group that they will adhere to the rules of that group. To me, I think it's just so important that if, say, on the first day of school or on the first day a sports team meets together or a club or a scout group or something meets together, that a leader stand up and say that no one in this group is going to be targeted because of the color of their skin or the religion they practice or the language they speak at home or their sexual orientation or who they love or what gender they identify with, or whatever else makes them special and precious, because this is going to be a safe space here. And I believe that that's a powerful message, not only for the person that's going to be aggressive and that's going to try to humiliate someone and give them clear boundaries, but I think it's a clear message for a marginalized person in that group to hear themselves being called out and know that because of who they are not going to be targeted in this group. I think it's just a powerful message, a simple message, but one that I think we could all hear and feel the power in that statement.
So there really is safety in numbers. The more people who can stand up to that aggressive, the bully, the better it is for everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
And where are you on your million upstanders? Do you know how many people have taken that pledge?
We are going to be putting out, actually, on Wednesday, a new number. We're just approaching 35,000, so we're making progress. Mm-hmm. We've increased it in the last 3 months by 15,000, so that's a great space, I
Big
think.
Big jump. Right.
We certainly need many, many more people to join in. And my theory is if we get even just to make another big jump would be if that 35,000 shared it with three of their friends and was an ambassador for us and said, you know, be an upstander. It's simple. It's important. I believe in it. Do it. We'd be up to 100,000 in a very short time. So we're working hard. We're having partnerships with several organizations that have great reaches, some large colleges and universities, as well as Boys and Girls Clubs and Big Sisters and Big Brothers, and hopefully the Y will be coming on board soon. So I think it's possible. I really think it's possible. We just have to keep sharing it and keep talking about it and sharing how important it is.
You know, it's, you know, bullying, you know, like, it just isn't recent, you know. I know that my wife and I went to our 50th high school reunion, and we were in the hall talking to somebody, and this guy comes up to me, and he says, you're Larry Cartwright? I says, yeah. He says, you don't remember me, do you? I says, truthfully, no. And he says, well, he says, I never forgot you. He says, you came upon me one day when three of the jocks, athletes, quote unquote, were trying to shove me into a locker. And you told them, why don't you try to put me in? And you said, if you ever touch this guy again, that you were going to break every bone in their body. And he says, they never, ever touched me the rest of high school. And he says, I've always been meaning to try to get a hold of you and say thank you, you know, because it meant so much to me. And I says, well, you know, that's, you know, you just said thank you, don't worry about it, you know. And, but it's, you know, and I didn't even remember until he said it, and then it vaguely came back to me, you know. But my friends were all either older or out of school, and we belonged to a, well, township would call it a gang, we called it a club, but, you know, but we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't rob or steal or anything like that. But we just weren't part of the group in the high school, you know. And it's ironic because, like, when he told me about this, I remembered it. And it's like, you know.
Jane, he was an upstander, wasn't he?
He was an upstander.
He was an original upstander.
And violence, and we never proposed to support violence, but you were definitely an upstander, and you intervened, yeah, and you made someone feel safe, which is
right.
Really,
and
really
he said
important.
They never, nobody ever bothered him again, and you know, and that was, I think, junior year, and yeah, so another year and a half, and nobody ever bothered him. So,
right, but, right, and like you said, there is nothing new about aggressive unwanted behavior, for sure.
Right.
But there are a few new weapons in our arsenal, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's in the cyber-digital world.
Exactly.
And I think, sadly, that even though all bullying hurts and causes pain and destroys someone's spirit, I think there's a few things that make it a little more difficult, and that is when things are up on the cyber, in the cyber world, and it sets it apart from traditional bullying, as you described it.
Right.
From your high school experience just the other day, but likely they exaggerate the harm. And I think part of that is what Tyler experienced. Some of that is that, you know, the sheer volume of people that can see it. You know, if there's bullying in the
classroom.
Yeah,
that's a scary thing, you know.
10 people maybe, but, or in the playground maybe 50. But out in the digital world, it could be hundreds, if not thousands,
right,
and even more if something goes viral. And also the person that sees it themselves on in the digital space doesn't even know really how many people have seen it. They just know that it's, like, out there, and it just becomes bigger than their little head can hold, in a way, as well as the anonymity. You know, people say the worst things when they think they can hide behind a handle or a fake name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if you can't say it to someone's face and look at them in the eye and see their pain, I believe that it should not be said, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest things, which is, I think, that affected Tyler, is that sometimes you can't escape it. You know, if you get bullied at school, but you can go home to the safety of your home and your family and the support of your close friends or family members. But when it's out there in the digital world, you can log into it 24/7. You can't escape it. You know, in the privacy of your dorm room or in your bedroom, you are exposed to those harsh, aggressive words, and you just can't escape it, and you just spiral out of control, and you just become concerned about words that only people that want to humiliate you are saying, you know,
right,
your worst enemies. And I think that really is part of the most devastating effect. I know Tyler logged in, I don't know if, what exact number, maybe 50 or 60 times in a short two-day period. And this was before smartphones, so he couldn't even access it from his phone. He had to access it from his laptop.
Right.
So that was in between going to classes and when he had Wi-Fi, which in 2010 was not that often. And there were even screenshots of it on his laptop. And that's one of the things that they said was the last thing he looked at, were the posts on social media before he left his dorm room. So I think it really spirals out of control, as well as, in a way, it's very isolating. Even though there's a lot of people in that world, the people that are there to support you aren't seeing maybe what's happening, such as, you know, in the good old days, probably when we were in high school, if we got a phone call, it was coming in on the house phone.
Right.
And it was probably attached to the wall in the kitchen. At least that's
exactly
where mine
was. That's where mine was, too.
It was probably answered by someone else, like my brother or my parents. And, you know, it was announced, you know, you have a phone call, it's so-and-so calling. And you kind of had some other input on the other side. But when you're logging in to the, you know, into your Facebook posts or whatever, your parents aren't seeing what's happening, your family, your siblings aren't seeing what's happening, and you don't have that support readily available to you. And more than likely, you probably know more about that space than the parents do and how what's happening in that space. And they
right.
think they can hide from even their parents in that space, which is a sad thing, that they wouldn't report it to parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and when you talk about the isolation, I'm so sorry for your loss, by the way, even though it's a long time. When you talk about the isolation, you have created something called Youth Ambassadors. Do they help with that?
Yes, actually, this is only, I think, our second year that we've been doing Youth Ambassadors, but we are making a big announcement at the end of this week as well. This is a busy week for us
okay.
to get a new batch of Youth Ambassadors in for this year, and they will help us promote our A Million Upstander movement as well as work on be a change-making campaign to develop strategies also mm-hmm. to help us. To perpetuate the Upstander Pledge as well as our day one. And we're hoping that we will also build out more curriculum for day one. I love the fact that it's simple and it's easy to use. And any day can be day one. It can be today or tomorrow or the first day of a new semester or the first day of a new week. But some people would like more curriculum and more information to build it out. And so we're hoping to create like a day two. Very soon.
Oh.
So getting some input from youth to see what would be helpful to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, different things speak to different people, and we can't always know what would create the change in everyone. We want to try mm-hmm. to change behavior in as many people as we can and have a few different approaches to that.
So
Jane, we have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Sure. Thank you.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 214-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters, and we have very privileged today to have with us Jane Clemente, who's the founder and on the Board of Trustees of the Tyler Clemente Foundation. And Jane, I wanted to, if you could speak to the federal legislation, the Tyler Clemente Higher Education Anti-Harassment Act.
Sure. This is federal legislation that is trying to get passed through Congress that will create safe spaces on college and university campuses, higher education campuses. The bill wants to make sure that there are policies in place to protect students from other students, as well as from staff and faculty. And it has been reintroduced several times with each new Congress, and we're hoping that it will be reintroduced shortly again. It has enumerated classes of protected classes, and sexual orientation and gender identity are part of that protected classes, which is apparently why it doesn't seem to be able to get past the current Congress or House even. But maybe this time we'll get through the House. I don't know. We'll have to see. It's championed in the Senate by Senator Murray from Washington State and Senator Baldwin from Wisconsin. It was originally introduced by Senator Lautenberg from New Jersey.
Okay.
In the very first Congress, shortly after Tyler's passing.
You had a couple other things you wanted to discuss, and the choral music Tyler Suite, would you talk to that?
Sure. It is a piece of music that was commissioned in 2013. It premiered in 2014 in San Francisco. It was commissioned by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus and six other gala choruses across the country. There was one of the choruses was Los Angeles Gay Men's Chorus, San Diego Gay Men's Chorus, Seattle Men's Chorus, Turtle Creek Chorale, New York City Gay Men's Chorus, and Windy City Gay Men's Chorus. And it was performed in all of those places, as well as in several others, including the Lincoln Center in 2015. It's a piece of music that Stephen Schwartz organized, and it's nine movements at this point, and he invited a different composer to write each movement. And it has now two librettists. One librettist did eight of the movements, and then the new movement has a different librettist, which is the person that writes the words. And it's a beautiful composite of voices speaking about Tyler's life at various times. There's a brother's movement. There's a father's movement, an I Love You More movement, and it's just a beautiful piece by some of the world's most gifted composers of our time, and it's helping to change hearts and minds, because I think music is a good way to change. I think, you know, education and information helps change your mind, and, you know, stories are really important to help change people's hearts, but I think music goes even deeper into helping open up pathways to help people understand things a little bit differently.
I agree, totally. And would you speak to the Tyler Clemente Center at Rutgers University?
Sure. We have an agreement with Rutgers. They have a separate center there, the Tyler Clemente Center. The executive director is Maren Greathouse, and she's doing a great job. They are working more on research based initiatives to create safe spaces in college campuses, and their first large symposia was in 2016, I believe, or 17, I'm sorry, 2017, and it was a colloquium because the major college surveys now all include questions based on sexual orientation and gender identity. These are five major surveys, and they brought the results all together, and they've created several white papers and have presented them across the country. moving forward, there will be different symposia on different issues. Religious minorities will be one of them. Students with racial differences will be another. All different reasons that create issues among college students that will take away people's safety. So we want to make sure that we're college situation is safe for all, whatever your difference is, as well as they are also looking into the transitional time, because we think that that was a key factor in Tyler's story as well, that he was new to the Rutgers University and he didn't quite fully acclimate to know all of the resources and spaces on campus,
right.
And I don't believe his roommate had acclimated to the culture of Rutgers either. I do believe Rutgers is a safe place. Especially for LGBTQ students, they always fare well on the College Campus Equality Survey and College Campus Index from HRC and from Campus Pride. But unfortunately, you don't change someone's culture or ideas from where they have come from on the first day that they cross over the threshold onto the college campus.
Right, exactly.
So it's that transitional time that is probably a high-risk time for all students, but probably even more so for LGBTQ students.
Right, right. I know Tracy has something she wants to ask you,
I wanted
to make sure we got through what you definitely wanted to speak about, and then, Tracy has a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I wanted to get back a little bit. You mentioned the Youth Ambassadors Program. You're going to have an announcement this week. Could you get into a little more about what age group this covers? Does this cover college, too? Or?
Well, we're focusing on high school-age youth, but our current ambassadors include one college student.
Okay.
So we would be open to college students, but the core requirements would be high school youth and above. And for a year-long commitment for this upcoming year, 2019. And we want the students who apply to be youth ambassadors to, of course, model the true meaning of what it means to be an upstander and treating others with kindness and respect and compassion, and making sure that they're committed to ending all forms of bullying and harassment as well. And to organize a minimum of two actions to promote the Tyler Clementi Foundation's mission in implementing day one, possibly at their school, or maybe launching a social media campaign, developing events or workshops to actively recruit other upstanders and to promote the true values of being an upstander and the mission of our foundation.
So this is the second year of the Youth Ambassadors Program you're going to be starting?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you going to be announcing this nationwide? How do you find these? How do they find you? How do you find them?
We're going to be making an announcement nationally, and they will be required to attend monthly meetings virtually through the digital cyber world, which they're very familiar with, through their computer or their iPhone, and regularly attend meetings to support other youth ambassadors' actions so that they can learn to support each other and maintain communication with us as well. So they will be out there. We want to share stories. We do like to share stories because, as I said before, we do feel stories have a big impact in changing people's thought processes. We want to share positive stories. We want to share stories of people who have turned a hardship or a negative situation into a positive situation, share how they've stood up to be an upstander, how they intervened, how they reached out, or how others have helped them or reached out to them. So we will be highlighting their stories as well and how it has impacted them.
And how do you plan to announce this nationally?
We will be doing it through our social media through the Tyler Clementi Foundation.
Okay.
Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram, as well as on our website.
Okay, and we should give
and
that
website
address.
For the new Youth Ambassadors 2019 is already up on our website. So through our tylerclementi.org, you can go to our tylerclementi.org website and you can apply right there. It's all ready to go.
Okay, so the website address is tylerclementi.org, is that correct? And is there a phone number that anyone can call, or they primarily reach you through your website?
Primarily through our website. We do have a phone number, and I probably should know that phone number, and I actually do not. But
it's on your website, right?
646.
That's
actually,
important.
I have it down. 646. 598-8204 is the foundation's website.
Let's repeat that.
Phone number, and the website is tylerclementi.org, as I said.
Right, and I'm going to repeat this. Tell me if I got it right. 646-598-8204.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And any other major announcements or plans in the next few months?
In the last 2 minutes, if you have any.
Few minutes? 2 months.
I think we covered most of it. We are building out our My Faith Doesn't Bully part of our website as well, speaking specifically to faith communities. We recently just uploaded a day one specific to Christian faith communities. We are having a rabbi working on one for the Jewish community, and hopefully we will then unroll that, and then we will move on to Islam and maybe Sikh and Hindu. After that, kept capturing the major religious groups to all have their own individual day ones. We are also doing a faith-based challenge, which will be a YouTube and Twitter kind of a push for faith communities to be more welcoming and inclusive as well, because I do believe that much of, especially for LGBTQ, bullying stems deeply into misguided teachings that we need to change and dogma.
Absolutely. Jane, Tracy would like to reach out to you after. You mind if I give her some of your information?
Sure. Is Tracy the person on the call here?
I'm the other. I'm the co-host here.
She's the co-host.
I'm the person you've been speaking to.
Yes, yes.
All right. So I will give it to her.
So that's the phone number for the foundation is not the best way to reach me.
No, I have your cell.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, I can do that or your email. So, you know, if you don't mind, I just wanted to clear it with you before I did it, you know.
Sure, and this isn't going to be in the in the radio show. Right?
No, okay, not that, okay. No. Yeah.
Yes, but that's great.
We do thank you for taking the time, and I know that down the road I will reach out to you again and have you back on again. And, you know, if you want, you can bring your husband, too. You know, he can talk, too.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
No, yes. We appreciate it, and, you know, we wish things would have gone differently, but...
on our little technical issue, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you're dealing with all this electronical stuff, and it doesn't always work right all the time. But,
right, absolutely.
You know.
But share the link, because you're going to put this up as like a podcast or something to that effect, right?
Right. I will reach out to you either tonight or in the morning and tell you how you can do it.
Okay.
So you can.
And then we could share it if you'd like.
You can
right?
share it on a website or whatever you want to put it on.
Okay.
Sounds
good. Great. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Jane,
thank
you again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Bye.
Remember, folks, we're not here next week. The chamber is closed, so we will do a rewind next week. But we will be back the following week. And remember, mental health really does matter. See you in 2 weeks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
Needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon.
Today in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a big announcement regarding MS-13.
So today I'm announcing our next steps to carry out President Trump's order to take MS-13 and other TCOs off the streets. So today I'm announcing that we are creating a transnational organized crime task force.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The number of cesarean births is skyrocketing, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The number of women having babies by cesarean section has nearly doubled in less than 20 years, according to the researchers who study